This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. While hundreds of rescuers search desperately for survivors within the rubble of the collapsed Champlain Towers south in Florida, a small cadre of mental health counselors are also deploying to help families and other loved ones cope with the tragedy. For every missing person, many more lives have been turned upside down as they await word on the fate of loved ones. It has been more than a week since anyone was found alive, and the emotional and psychological fatigue is taking its toll. Over 24 mental health professionals are helping relatives of the missing and the crews on the front lines of the rescue effort. Cuba is preparing to evacuate people along the island's southern region amid fears that Tropical Storm Elsa can unleash heavy flooding after battering several Caribbean islands, killing at least 3 people. The government opened shelters and moved to protect sugarcane and cocoa crops ahead of the storm, whose next target was Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis declared a state of emergency in 15 counties, including in Miami-Dade County, where the high-rise condominium building collapsed last week. Elsa was located about 175 miles east-southeast of Montego Bay, Jamaica, and was speeding west-northwest at 17 miles per hour. It had maximum sustained winds of 65 miles per hour. A forensic team has arrived in a Canadian town destroyed by wildfire to confirm reports that 2 people were killed during the blazes, which forced residents to abandon their homes with just a few minutes' notice several days ago. Coroner's Service in British Columbia said that they will enter the devastated village, located about 95 miles northeast of Vancouver, only if it had been deemed safe. The roughly 1,000 residents fled their homes Wednesday evening after suffering the previous day under a record high